Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy. So welcome to one of our mini episodes. We are going to be bringing you a daily dose. I want to be here with you every day. I want to be that one person who's always in your life to bring you home to yourself, to give you that little bit of the break in the clouds, to show you, yes, you do belong here. No, you're not broken. And yes, you're needed. And I'm hoping that each day, there'll be something that I have to share with you that will encourage you, that will inspire you, that will make you feel less alone. And by the way, we are doing a pre-sale right now. I do this 12-week signature coaching program made to do this. Over the next 10 days, you can get in at the current price. When we actually officially launch in a few weeks, the price will be going up $1,000. So if you want to get in for a $1,000 discount, I would definitely go check it out. Go to madetodothis.com. You can check it out. But Made to Do This is very sacred. It is a 12-week interactive, intensive coaching experience where you will have a total paradigm shift. And during the program, we step into our calling. It is absolutely my knowing that every single one of us is here to use our gifts to make a difference in the world. And, you know, our most creative tool is our energy. It's our enthusiasm. It's our passion. It's our open heart. We can change the world so much more through our energy than through the physical, through what degree we have or through where we live or our zip code. None of that matters. What matters and what creates worlds is that open-hearted, fully passionate, like, vision. We're really envisioning, what kind of world do you want? Let's be expansive. Let's really realize that every single one of us has the power, like Harold and the Purple Crayon, to draw the world the way we want to see it and to truly, truly set the world ablaze in the magic that is our heart. If you have any questions about Made to Do This, you should come on over to my Instagram at kathy.heller and you can DM me, my team or myself. We'll get back to you. You can also go to the website madetodothis.com and check it out. We have amazing guest experts coming in. The next session will begin in June. Gabby Bernstein will be coming in to do a session, as well as Shalene Johnson, as well as Allie Webb, founder of Dry Bar, and many other just awesome souls. And that program is all about finally taking true inspired action. We've just graduated last week. Almost 900 souls, 888 people graduated from that program. We had over 500 people live on the graduation call because it is a vortex. I highly encourage you to check it out because we are going to officially open it for enrollment next month and we will sell out. But I am just wanting to let you guys know, because you're in the sort of inner circle, I wanted to let you know that there is an opportunity to get in now and to get in at the current price. So you can go to madetodothis.com and check it out. So here's what was on my heart today. Let's take a listen.
People seem to have a lot of resistance when talking about the transformation. And here's what I want you to get. Leadership requires that you claim it, that you own it. And I think it's hard for people when we are like, I don't know if I can fully step in to that outcome. I'm afraid to say that for some reason. Now I'm on the hook. What if somebody doesn't get that transformation? But that is the intention of why you're doing what you're doing. So we have to claim it. And I find that a lot of times the reason why people don't clearly say what they do and they're not visible is because they're not stepping into this vibration. They're not really ready and they're not really willing to allow in claiming this authority. But that is what people want. They want you to say, I'm here, I'm available, this is who I serve, this is what I do. Now, it's a given that because you're a human and not a robot, you might fail forward, you might make a mistake, but part of being visible, yes, is being willing to publicly course correct, to learn from things, to show up and take responsibility, to be better at things. But that's all a given for all of us. I want you to really listen to your gut. And I want you to also get that part of what we're doing in the Lighthouse Collective is what I consider myself to be like a soulful business coach, because I do think that it's inner game and outer game. And I want you in every conversation we have to have what I just said. I don't just want you to have information. I want you to have a transformation. And the transformation piece of this is you have to be willing to step into allowing. You have to be willing to let go of your resistance. I just had Anne Lamott on the podcast and she said, it all comes down to resist less and allow more. And what we typically do is we wake up every day and because our brains are an artifact to what we thought yesterday and how we felt yesterday, and those neural pathways are so hardwired, we are calibrating to a situation every single day rather than calibrating to our soul, to the possibility, to what is available in the field, to what is actually here vibrationally, what's already created vibrationally. And when you come back to center, and I highly recommend waking up and meditating every single day, coming back to center, just meditation, when you are focused on breath, when you're focused on the sound of the refrigerator, when you're focused on your feet as you're walking through the grass, all of that is designed to have you focus your attention somewhere while allowing your energy to rise, allowing you to get back up into the magnet. Remember that we know from science that when we are in stress, when we are in fight or flight, all of our energy drops into our extremities and we are no longer offering an electromagnetic charge. And when we are not in fight or flight, when we are not in the hardwired neural pathways that are emitting cortisol into our body, we come back into resonance, we come back into alignment. And now there's literally a positive charge at the head and a negative charge at the feet. And they do this with a magnetometer and they see it. That's when you step into this vortex. You're swimming in a sea of atoms. You are constantly co-creating your reality with your energy. Your personality absolutely affects your personal reality. Your personality is a combination of what you think, how you feel, and what action you take. That's what your personality is. Well, when we do the same thought and the same mood and the same action over and over and over again, we will have the exact same day that we had yesterday. Don't expect anything different. That's insanity. But if you change your energy, if you raise your state, if you change your vibration and you start calibrating to that true state, that centered place where you feel powerful, where you feel love, where you feel generous, where you feel excited, where you are in a state of allowing, from that place, you can claim all of this. The divine downloads are going to come. You're going to know the words to say. And when you use any of these strategies, they will actually work. Because I can sit here and tell you why I think podcasting is better than YouTube. My friend Sunny Leonarduzzi will tell you that YouTube is better than podcasting. Somebody else is going to tell you that evergreen launches work better than live launches. I think live launches work better than webinars. I'd never do a webinar. It actually doesn't really matter. What matters is what is shining through that vessel. What is coming through? We by how we feel. Transformation. And when you offer anything, whether it's a product or a membership or a service, if that transformation isn't happening, it won't matter how beautiful the sales copy is, and it won't matter how much you spend on Facebook ads, you will come up short. But if the transformation is there, people will be glued. And that's why I'm so happy to report this, that we are nowhere near any of the statistics in terms of how I launch. I started, and again, you're going to come behind the scenes of my business. The last launch of Made to Do This was almost a $3.5 million launch. That's with not having a relationship. The majority of the people who signed up for the program are cold traffic. That's something that's not happening in this business. But it's happening because there's a transformation happening between people. There's a resonance. There's an emotional, actual uplift. There's an actual breakthrough. So you're going to need both, right? You're going to need to have the vessel, the tactics, the structure, but the light has to then pour through it. So you are that light. So get into, you can feel it, right? You can feel where in your body actually right now, take your hand. Where can you feel the rising? Where do you start to feel that rise? Is it here? Is it here? Do you feel it in here? Do you feel it like above your crown chakra? Where do you feel that rising? Right in here? Good, good. Now, see if you can feel it 10% more. Now think about the person you're meant to serve and where they need you to hold vibrationally for them. Where energetically do you need to hold? Can you hold here? No, you need to be here for their success. That's what they want. They want to enter into that stream. Okay. Now, where do you feel the resistance? Is it like here? Is it like in your gut? Is it like chest beating? Is it in the neck? Right? Yeah. That's the old familiar self. That's all the neuroprogramming of like, it ain't possible, limited, scarce, you're going to look stupid. What's your dad going to think? Don't go live. You need to lose the weight. You're not qualified. That's heavy. Yeah, that's heavy. And it takes courage to surrender that resistance. But we know when we're out of alignment with our soul because it doesn't feel good. So when you're in resistance and you go, this doesn't feel good, that's the light that you're not in alignment with you. Because the higher being, the you of you, call on it for a second. It's amazing how every person can call on it. And when you call on it, you go, oh, that part of me is totally at peace. And not just at peace, it's like wise and happy and feels good and knows that everything's always happening for me. And if you start to connect with that and calibrate to that part of you in the beginning of the day, then as your day goes on, I want you to ask the divine. I want you to ask the universe to send you clues that calibrating to that is serving you and that the synchronicity starts to come, because it will. We can't have a desire and expect something and at the same time doubt it and really doubt it and really doubt it more and see it actually happen. Because we admit and energetic around that. How many people do you know who are single? I just thought of somebody in my mind. And this person's like, I want so badly to get married. And in their energy, you can feel so palpably, people don't show up for me. It never works out for me. I think all the good ones are gone, right? What does that do? How does that get involved in the picture? Oh, it absolutely does, right? It absolutely does. When we align with our soul, with our highest vibration, we align with, oh my God, didn't you see that? That's working for me. That's working for me. That's another clue. I love that person. There's momentum. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go show up. I'm going to be generous. I'm going to be available. I'm going to offer myself. I can't wait to see where this is going to go. And now it's just going. And it's so easy, right? It's so much easier than we make it. So from that place of claiming your magic, from the place of letting go of the resistance and stepping into the allowing, when you go to think about who do I serve and what transformation do I offer this person when I'm connected and grounded in my truth, in my most relatable place, as Alison Bird said. She said, people are afraid of their power, right? No, that's a beautiful place to be. So when you are in that place, who do you serve and what do you do for those people? Take a second now and write and see what comes up. And this doesn't have to be succinct and perfect yet, because you're going to get a chance to workshop it. So just let's see what comes out here.
All right. Well, I hope you guys are going to enjoy these mini episodes. If there's something that you need to hear, if there's a question that you have, if there's a certain particular way that I can support you, please feel free to DM me on Instagram at Kathy.Heller. I'm here for you. I'm here to remind you with complete certainty that it is absolutely possible for you to get paid to do what you love, for you to feel that feeling of purpose and contribution in your life every day, because you were put here. You were assigned to share with the world that which is uniquely yours. And so if there is any way that I can help support you, please let me know. In the meantime, I'll be bringing you these daily doses and hoping that that makes a difference. I love you so much. If this is helpful, please share it on your Instagram. Please text it to somebody. Let's keep spreading the love and helping people to show up more in this life with the magic that they were given.